Kevin, a point on the road in Wexford last night. You came very close to getting all 3 points. I suppose a simple question for you, Kevin. Are you happy with the result, or do you feel like you should have went and won the game?
Bulls market very last week. I thought we created enough chances. They won the game. And being away from home, maybe we didn't create as much clear-cut chances last night, but we certainly created enough in each half. And suppose when you're 2-1 up away from home, with 5 or 6 minutes remaining, we knew there was going to be at least 6 or 7 minutes added on as well. Yeah, you were slightly disappointed, but then in the end, a couple of chances they had very late on, you could end up coming away with nothing. So, long journey. You have to be happy with the point as well and move on, because every point you get in this league is hard. We take a point and move on to next week against Kerry.
Performance-wise, a goal down at the break, the players once again showed good character to get back into the game.
Yeah, I suppose that's the most pleasing thing as a staff. You're sitting around the players, your reactions, we'll always create chances and stuff, but you have to, you're looking to see what the mentality is like in the group. And when certain things happen in games, like going down to 10 men last week, like conceding early enough against, and it was against the run of play, because we started very, very well last night, at the crossbar, a couple of half chances. Grady had a 1-on-1, and I thought the players stuck to the game plan very well, but the reaction was very, very positive, and we didn't let it affect us, and we just kept stuck to the script, created more chances, and then in the second half, we started very well, and then obviously we went ahead with 2 really good goals, and they'll be thereabouts when the playoffs are there at the end of the year. They're a very good outfit, Wexford, and they've been in really good form the last 2 or 3 weeks. So we knew it wasn't going to be an easy game going down there, but I certainly feel we played well enough to at minimum get a point out of the game, but we're very unlucky not to take all 3. So a lot of encouraging signs for us as coaching staff, and especially with some of the debuts we had last night as well.
Yeah, I suppose it's one of those where you were so close to pulling off a great result, but then had to settle for a draw in the end, which before the game would have looked like a good result. At the end of the day, whatever way you look at it, it's 4 games unbeaten, and it's been a good positive start to your reign as manager, Kevin.
Yeah, positive. Just looking for the players. Like, we're looking for the players to raise the standard, and obviously we're looking for a club to raise standards off the field in certain areas as well. And all in, we always keep saying the small things lead to the big things, and we have to take care of the small things first. And we're working extremely hard on that in the background, and the players are giving it their all in training, and that's all you can ask for. And there's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days. We have to just stick with the group. But going down to Wexford last night against a really experienced team, they put together a really good team in the off season, and we had a 16 and 17 year old playing in midfield last night, and one making his debut, and both were fantastic. You think they have 50 to 100 games under their belt at this level, so really encouraging that way. And obviously we had Joe Bradley and Grady making their debuts last night, full debuts from the start last night, and both hugely encouraging performance. So that's all good and bodes well for the next number of months, you know.
Yeah, it's great to see the young players coming through. One player I want to mention, young Gavin McAteer. He's been a shining light this season and was excellent again last night. He's come a long way in a short space of time.
He has, and we would love to take credit for a lot of stuff, but certainly not going to. A lot of this is down to the player himself. And it's the same with young Josh. The condition and the work they've done in the off-season and the pre-season, just really they're like poster boys for the academy in terms of, we're always preaching the stuff you do away from here will determine how far you go in the game, and the stuff that they do away from here, whether their diet, their sleep, and especially their gym work over the last 6 months, you can see it in their game, and it leaves them ready to go and play in a real physical league, because the talent's never in question, but you're always a wee bit worried as a coach, will the physicality be too much for them? Will the experienced heads be too much for them, especially away from home? But no, absolutely not. The group and the staff had full confidence in both boys, and they repaid us last night, and that's very pleasing as a club, because that's the position we're in as a club, and the pathway's there, and obviously the chairman has stated that on numerous occasions, and I think it's brilliant. I think it's a brilliant place to be. And I think the journey over the next while could be an exciting one to see these homegrown players coming through. And then I suppose the next problem then is can we hold on to them? But that's a problem we'll look at down the line. But the first thing is trying to get them in and develop them. And that first part of it has started off very well for both boys, you know.
Yeah, in terms of the league picture, I know it's a bit of a cliche, but it really does seem like a league where anyone is capable of beating anyone on a given day. Damien Duff said a few weeks ago that there's no such thing as a surprise result in the Premier Division. It seems to be kind of going that way in the First Division too, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would echo those comments. I know at the start of the season we put Dundalk down to be outright favourites, and probably rightly so. And they're really buying probably the best players from all around the league, and they retained a lot of their best players. So you would see Dundalk as outright winners at the end of the season, and then between everybody else, I generally think from here to the end of the season, just nobody's going to get a run of games where they're just going to have it their own way. It's tough, and as I said earlier, every point you get in this league is hard earned, because everybody is those three or four players of special quality in every squad that can change a game, and as do we. So, yeah, that's what makes it unpredictable. Everybody's very even. But, again, that makes for a good league. You don't want people, just two or three teams in any league, and it makes it better for the spectator as well. When you turn up, you just don't generally know what result you're going to get, home or away. So, yeah, makes for a better league, Premier Division and First Division.
Yeah, lastly for me, Kevin, it's Kerry at home next Friday. With Treaty playing Dundalk, a win for you next week could move you up into the playoff spots. I know there's a lot of football to be played yet, and next week is a good opportunity to move up the league and get yourselves right in the mix there.
Yeah, well, certainly be no talk of playoffs or anything like that, but it'll be this our home form, and we're just looking to improve on that, and you're looking to make it as difficult as possible for any team travelling here. And then just implement your own game plan each week, especially at home, because it does alter at times when you're travelling away to the likes of Wexford. Things can alter slightly, and taking into consideration travelling and stuff. So at home, you'd expect this, a higher energy, higher tempo, higher intensity from the off. And Kerry's going to be no mugs either. They've had huge investment over the last number of months, with the backers that have come in there, and they've invested well into their squad. So again, they've settled in well to the league, and they'll be coming up here as well. They can win the game. So again, we'll just be living a game at a time. But you're looking to obviously try and maximise your home advantage, and hopefully get a win, you know.